Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7 for you. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever, with whomever you receive us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. We're probably going to be here for the next few years taking shits on President Trump and their evil cabal of a regime. Goddamn, there's stories today already that are just going to drive you fucking nuts. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I think in terms of my acceptance of what's happening, I think I'm going backwards.
Worse, yeah. Worse.
I'm having trouble. I haven't wrapped my mind
around
it.
Well, maybe it's the endless stream of racial incidents that are being reported already, and yeah, anti-LGBT incidents and anti-Muslim incidents and anti-immigrant incidents.
Right.
Where these horrible, heinous, vile, subhuman creatures that call themselves Americans are going out and threatening our black, LGBT, Muslim, immigrant, Mexican, etc. brethren because their orange daddy won the election.
Ah!
And they're all emboldened.
I think my my white friends on Facebook, particularly in Georgia, Florida, you know, and I'm not talking about my racist white friends. That's a different thing. But they're saying things like,
well, they're not friends.
Right.
Your Facebook friends.
Right, right. And these are liberals and moderates I'm speaking to. The idea that you guys are like, okay, I accept the election. I accept the results.
Not us.
I'm just going to, you know, support the president. That's a white person. That is a fucking white person.
I mean, we'll support the president if he thinks that he's going to represent all the people.
Yes.
But
what's normal about this election? What's normal
about the names
about
that are being floated for the cabinet,
right,
and for leadership positions are all just the lowest life forms that we have over on the Republican side.
Do you
because the lunatics won. The sane Republicans who thought we would be desperate for Rubio or fucking Mitt Romney or any of these guys running the country, now that the extremist, batshit, disgusting, fascist, racist,
yeah,
pig wing of the Republican Party is in charge.
And it's not normal, right? It's that Trump is not a normal candidate.
No.
I don't think we know how to act. I think this is a different situation than we've been in a long fucking time. Then probably if you're listening to this show, you probably weren't born yet since it was this bad, right?
Right.
I mean, he's an agent of the alt-right, dude. He's a white fucking supremacist, and now he's in charge.
Yes.
What do we do about that? I mean, I don't know.
If you're a fan of Michael Moore, who correctly predicted this, Michael Moore, all of us were like, oh, he's crazy. Michael Moore's nuts. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But Michael Moore kind of lives among and is from that angry white blue collar demo, although as am I. But he's from that world.
And he could see all this really scary, angry white people who, because of their economic situation, have it's forced them to care even less about black people and even less Jesus about LGBT and even less. Not that they were fans before. They were probably a little racist, probably a little anti-gay and stuff like that, but not as heinous as the GOP. I'm talking about former Democrats. These Reagan Democrats or these new Trumpian Democrats.
What
I
the
spit
fuck
on
is
you.
That? A lot of spit.
Yeah, it's just a heinous and horrible situation. Let's get to the headlines. Let's see what's going on here. But we're going to be here screaming and yelling as long as until the fascists kick in the door. Here are your headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, November 10th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington, The Post. We have more frightening shit. Omen, it says, authoritarian Thiel, Peter Thiel, I guess you pronounce it, T-H-I-E-L, that heinous...
the PayPal guy, right?
Yeah, Ayn Randian wet dream. Peter Thiel is being floated for transition chair.
I transition. What does that mean? He's going to make sure everything goes smoothly?
It says tech billionaire Peter Thiel is being considered as a possible replacement to lead Donald Trump's transition team. The change would come only if New Jersey, who's currently steering Trump's transition team, leaves the post he's held since May in the wake of two of his top aides being convicted for corruption and shenaniganry, and they're still looking at him. So now they're... Are you kidding me? You think that the Republicans are going to get scruples and say, well, we should get rid of Christie because it makes us look bad.
Well, why?
What the fuck? He's one of the cleanest ones they got on that in that horrible basket of fucks.
He's not going to jail. There's no way he's going to jail, Chris Christie. Do you think so? Nothing's going to happen.
Well,
to him.
Funny thing is that the Republicans who have been squealing and crying and that the Department of Justice and the FBI all have been nestled in the labial folds of Madam Secretary,
right?
Now are going to actually be wielding that corruption, and they're going to make sure that Christie doesn't go to jail. None of their cronies, nothing's going to happen.
God, it's so fucking amazing.
They're going to try to turn it into a third world junta kind of thing. They're already using the word mandate. What? He lost the...
What mandate does he have?
He lost the popular vote.
He has a mandate from the racists?
Yeah, and they're using the word mandate. And I tweeted this morning to Paul Ryan
yes.
and Donald Trump. I said, if you guys think you're going to unilaterally decree by mandate, you better be ready for this motherfucker to burn.
Yeah.
Because we saw it last night.
Yeah, yeah.
And today with protests, peaceful protests. And then that fascist shit stain. That sheriff from Milwaukee.
Sheriff Clark.
Who tweeted something to the effect of these mindless anarchists. This will not be.
They need to be
temper
quelled.
Tantrum.
He said quelled. I think
the temper tantrum of the mindless anarchists must be quelled.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking insane.
So peaceful protest.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's going to be one tomorrow in MacArthur Park, 10 a.m. in L.A.
Here in Los Angeles.
I think there was one downtown last night, right?
Yeah, and organic.
Buzzfeed. Yeah.
The ones last night, there were no... Everybody meet here and then. It was it started.
Just happened.
In some cities, it started with people just walking down the street singing or singing We Shall Overcome or holding a He's Not My President sign.
It's a little too fucking late.
Well, yeah.
It's a little too fucking late. I just don't know. Like, there's lots of people talking about who do we blame, and I don't know, man.
Well, it's too late for that.
Whatever.
We need to band together and arm ourselves.
Yeah. I mean,
on all levels.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think there's something, though, to be said for kind of accepting the fact that our country elected a racist. I mean, I know that might be hard to accept, but the GOP nominated and elected a racist.
A pussy-grabbing
racist. Yes, a rapist racist. Yeah. And they all knew it. And there was no secret.
They don't care because he's white.
Nobody was surprised.
Yeah, Samantha Bee did a great piece, you know, with where everybody's blaming, like you said, blaming everybody else.
No,
it's
yes.
the Bernie Bros. No, it's the people. It's the Democrats who put Hillary up and cheated Bernie out of it. Blah, 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 blah. And Samantha Bee put up the numbers on the screen. She said, no, blame white people.
Yeah.
Blame white people. Because if you look at the numbers of how the demographics voted, it's the angry white people. And she even said, don't blame the black turnout for going down. She said, don't blame black people, white liberals, for not showing up. Look at a lot of these white Democrats who voted for the orange guy.
Oh, yeah, or the white Democrats that are afraid to say, you know, just say it. Just say Trump is a fucking racist. And a lot of people, I just feel like, couldn't wrap their mind around it.
I think they're racist.
The media couldn't wrap their mind around it. I mean, we spent a whole 2 years learning horrible things about this guy. And we all just humanized this motherfucker. And now he's president. It's disgusting. Oh, my God.
Peter Thiel's, like you said, PayPal dude, co-founder. He's a board member over at Facebook.
Oh, fuck him.
One of the fewer in the Silicon Valley gazillionaire crowd that supported Trump openly.
Yeah, openly. You know, a lot of those rich fuckers voted for him.
He's a profound libertarian, he claims.
Oh, boy.
He's quoted as saying, a page in the book of history is turned. There's an opening to think about some of our problems from a new perspective. I'll try to help the president anyway. Yeah. How about looking at the problems of racism, looking at the problems of xenophobia, looking at the problems. They don't consider those the problems.
That's the problem. They don't consider that.
The problem is the brown people.
Right.
The problem
is
the LGBT people.
You mean those
that
people?
Have the nerve to exist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, they just want to be seen as people. How dare they?
Not in white America. How dare you?
Yeah.
Peter Thiel's the guy who famously funded, secretly, Hulk Hogan's takedown of Gawker Media.
Good God. That's the weirdest story ever. How that guy gets interested in Hulk Hogan's fucking sex tape.
He had tried others. They found out that he was bankrolling other...
Oh, that's right.
Lawsuits against Gawker because he was butthurt about the fact that Gawker outed him.
He's just fishing.
As a homosexual, which I can't comprehend that this is a gay man.
Oh, my God, he's gay.
So this shows you how greed trumps civic-mindedness or even self-identity. That greed is much more powerful than your identity.
My God.
Ugh. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Peter Thiel.
Yes.
If Christie waddles out of the transition team leader role, they're looking at a batshit libertarian.
Don't you think they're just trying to stow this Chris Christie away to make people forget about him, to make people, maybe they'll forget that he's connected to this Bridgegate, and then they'll bring him back out when Trump's president and nominate him for some fucking cabinet position. How the fuck is Chris Christie supposed to get... How are Trump's nominees going to get through a vetting process from, like, the Senate? Or was it happening in the Congress or whatever? It's cabinet.
The Senate, I think, has to approve, but the Senate is owned by the Republicans.
So it doesn't matter. Doesn't fucking matter.
Let's see what the drudgies are dredging up. Crowing over at authoritarian white nationalist central.
Right.
It says drama. Liberals damn Dem cocktail party.
Cock. What the fuck?
Liberal Democrats. It's a Washington Post piece that says, Liberal Democrats lash out at the DNC, say overhaul needed to woo back working class voters. Well, yeah.
Right?
Stupid. You should have put stupid working class voters.
How do you woo them back? How do you make people realize that they voted for a fucking racist and they voted for a guy that doesn't see people as people?
Well, that's the thing is, we would argue that economically, if somebody was running that we agreed with economically, but it turned out that they were grabbing pussies and that they are a serial liar and that they are corrupt and cheat people has been their whole career, we might not vote for them.
Yeah.
But that's the difference.
Don't you think that guy could have a negative effect on the economy? Don't you see character flaws like that? I mean, racism and xenophobia. I mean, it's going to affect our economy. It's going to affect everything.
Sanders said that Bernie Sanders has said you can't tell working people you're on their side while at the same time you're raising money from Wall Street into billionaire class.
Well,
so the dummies really didn't care. That this is how selfish fuckwaddy they are, is that they don't care about brown people getting rounded up and launched out of the country, whether they're citizens or not. They don't care about black people being pummeled in the skulls and shot and et cetera with, for no reason, innocent people getting plucked off the street. He ran. He ain't innocent.
What about the LGBT community? What about the trans community?
Exactly. They don't care about that.
Nobody gives a fuck.
All they care about is that their little insular world, their little white bread literal world, is under siege. And instead of saying, well, hey, let's all get together and try to fix this together, they're like, no, mine, get away, stay away.
So Trump's resetting that. He's resetting white America. That's what they want. God, it's actually a nightmare. It's such a nightmare. I mean, I'm trying to not be cynical and say this is going to just destroy everything Obama did, but it is. This is going
to set us
fucking back a long goddamn time.
And I don't want to hear one third party voter bitch.
Well, you're going to.
To be honest.
Right. Well, I mean, get ready.
Because
everybody's fucked up.
We warned you about this. We warned you that it would be much harder to come back as a progressive from a Trumpian regime and the emboldening of these fascists, of these racists, of these vile creatures that are now stalking our country and putting notes on people's cars and spray painting swastikas, Trump 2016.
Right.
This has been happening the past 2 days now, just like it happened in Europe. Hate crimes skyrocketed after the Brexit because it told these people, hey, you're right. Everybody hates immigrants. Everybody hates brown people.
Are you going to put your safety pin on?
Is that what that means?
Yeah, yeah. They started that in the Brexit. You put a safety pin on and it lets a person of color know they can sit by you on the bus and you won't fuck with them.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? That's where we are. It shouldn't be like that.
I want the safety pin to mean I want a white nationalist to sit next to me so I can fuck with them.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what I want it to mean. Because we're not going to, this ain't going to be Nazi Germany.
No, and this is not the warm and fuzzy world. I don't think we all have to sing Kumbaya and accept this Trump like I'm seeing on Facebook. This is not that time.
Right.
This is not the time to work together with this motherfucker.
Yeah, obstruct.
Yeah.
Obstruct, and try to get him as much as possible out of the office. But then we get Pence, which is just as terrifying. Then we have to go after him.
Well, I don't know. Is Pence sucking Vladimir Putin's big cock?
2 years. I mean, if we can survive 2 years and then try to flip the Senate and take more House seats, then maybe we can hold him at bay, but I don't know if we're going to survive 2 years.
Am I delusional? Because I used to think, yeah. I mean,
listen to that sheriff.
Oh, I know.
That tells you right there, are we going to survive 2 years? This guy who Trump has been floated as being, what, national security advisor or something like that, Department of Homeland Security? This is the guy who has said that they need to quell these anarchists.
Anarchists?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have a president who's a fucking racist. He is a darling of the Klan.
While he was ironically holding the Constitution in his hand in the picture. He's waving the Constitution
fucking
and
God.
Saying that the protesters aren't accepting the Constitution. Meanwhile, protest is that word. The protest, you may address the authorities. I mean, that's in the fucking Constitution that we get to peacefully protest.
I guess that was delusional, you know, like, because, well, I remember last week at some point I'm sitting here thinking about, like, oh, what a great party the Democrats have. We got Cory Booker, we have Warren, we have Obama, we have all these wonderful, like, personalities and lawmakers that are going to do great things. And I guess I'm wrong, because I think the Democratic Party should be blamed too. They fucked up. They fucked this election up, and the fucking third party motherfuckers fucked it up. I mean, is it time to, I guess we have to change everything. I guess the Democrats have to change leadership, and we have to figure out what the fuck is going on, because what do we do? I mean, the Democrats fucking failed.
Right.
There's a goddamn white supremacist in the office. You fucked up.
And a lot of the dummies got butthurt over that deplorables thing. This is how what whiny little piss babies they are.
And Hillary apologized for that comment, didn't she?
Well, right.
She fucking apologized.
And if you're not a deplorable, don't be in the basket. She was talking about xenophobes,
yes.
Racists, sexists. If you're butthurt about that label, which one of those are you, or what combination of those are you?
Yeah.
You thin skin, fuck.
Don't be introspective. Oh, my God. I mean, don't you feel like it's just like maybe our candidate didn't make a big enough deal that the fact that the people supporting Trump are racist and xenophobes and fucking homophobes and assholes. I mean,
she did.
But then she apologized. She walked that comment
back. But I mean, she did point out also,
yeah,
that his campaign is one of hate.
Yeah, I guess so. I
mean, and then Comey helped her out, helped out Trump with his email letter.
Yeah.
And then Sunday night, never mind.
Right.
A couple days before the election when everything was had gone tits up. I mean, who knows if it really affected that much, but you never know when it's 20,000 votes here and there in some of these states that are the difference between flipping the state and not. It may have. There may be enough people who were like, well, Trump is so gross and heinous, I'm just going to vote. I'm going to secretly vote for Hillary and not tell my husband.
Right.
I'm not going to tell people. Yeah. I'm not going to tell my neighbors. It's just dumb. Michael Moore is trending and making the waves out on the internetosphere right now.
Yay. I like Michael Moore.
He has put together a 5-point plan with over 100,000 shares on Facebook already. And it's out on Twitter. It's his morning after to-do list of how we survive this.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen this yet.
Number one, take over the Democratic Party
and
return it to the people. They've failed us miserably.
Yeah.
That's what you just said.
Everybody's fired. Right. I don't know what to tell you.
Number two, fire all pundits, predictors, pollsters, and anyone else in the media who had a narrative they wouldn't let go of and refused to listen to or acknowledge what was really going on. Those same bloviators will now tell us we must heal and divide and come together. They will pull more hooey like that out of their ass in the days to come. Turn them off.
Yeah, this isn't a time to come together.
It's time for us to come
together
absolutely. On the left and try to protect the fucking republic. Regardless of tax rates and the economy and shit like that, there's a real Listen to what these people on the right are saying. Listen to what the people who will be in charge on January 20th have said the past few months about the media, about black people,
and are we not
about
supposed to
gay
believe
people, about Muslims. Yeah. And how are they going to be the government for everyone when they ran on being the government that excludes everyone but them?
Yep. And here we are, big pussy media. I mean, are we in that group? We came out and said
we were screaming about Trump from day one.
He's a fucking racist. He really is. It's got, you know, I
he's playing clips because he's entertaining as fuck.
I shared a thing on my timeline. I'm sorry, but the perfect example of what Michael Moore is talking about is Jimmy Fallon, man. And I know I talked about this before, and maybe I'm making too big a deal about it, but he came out and he made that motherfucker funny, and he made him personable. He made a guy that said all Mexicans are rapists personable. He made it think that this person's a human being, that he's okay.
He probably said something that day before he did Fallon that was heinous.
Oh,
and horrible.
Fuck yes.
Standing in front of a group of horrible people.
Yeah.
Of frothing, violent loons yelling, lock her up, lock her up.
How could he do that? I mean, I don't mean to be a dick or anything. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I'm not pinning this all on Jimmy Fallon. But honestly, he is the perfect example of how the media fucked us. Fucked us. And I'm not saying, because Trump is not a normal candidate. He's a fucking racist. He's a fucking pedophile. And, you know, he's a creepy sexist.
But apparently it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. That's
to
true.
A certain small percentage of the population. Again, no mandate. I saw something the other day that turnout, that 47% of eligible voters didn't fucking show up.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Didn't show up. 40-something percent didn't.
Fucked up.
So then you take the 60% of the electorate that's left that showed up, and you give Trump not even half of that. You give Trump 40-something percent of that, which works out to, I don't know, what's 40% of 6, 12, 18, 20,
for 240. I have no idea.
You know, 25%. Right. Of the country voted for Trump. So for them to think that this is a mandate
is not,
is crazy. And for them to not expect people to take to the streets, if they think they can put Mike Pence in charge of every vagina in the country, the motherfucker is going to burn. If they think that they're going to try to make me follow any Christian anything,
fuck that shit, man.
I will help with the matches.
Fuck it.
It's
well,
just,
I mean, I think people like you and me, we have this show, we talk about whatever the fuck we want to, and what we do on the show is, huh?
There's going to be more shows.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be more
shows. We're building the this network out, fuckers.
But I mean, I kind of think...
Join us.
As white people, I kind of think it's our responsibility to do things like march and protest and shit like that. And it's time to let gay people and people of color lead the Democratic Party.
Yes.
It's time. We have to fucking let that happen.
I mean, they have a point. The Bernie people have a point that, yes, this had to happen. But again, how many limbs are we going to lose in the war?
What do you mean this had to happen? Like somebody like Trump being elected? Had
the Susan Sarandon method. Let's let the horrible fascist dictator and all of his racist minions take over. And then, well, when it gets so horrible, then those compromising Dems like us will sellouts.
What do you mean when it gets so horrible? I mean, that's like saying, that's such a weird thing for Susan Sarandon to think. A white privileged celebrity fucking actress with a charmed fucking life. That's a weird thing for her to think. It hasn't been so bad for black people. What about Black Lives Matter? What about all these cop shootings? It hasn't been so bad for gay people. You know what I mean? For women.
Right.
We got to have more. We didn't have to. It didn't have to be like this. Hillary should be president right now. People should have fucking voted correctly.
Michael Moore's third of his 5-point morning after to-do list. Any Democratic member of Congress who didn't wake up this morning ready to fight, resist, and obstruct in the way Republicans did against President Obama every day for 8 years must step out of the way and let those of us who know the score lead the way in stopping the meanness and the madness that's about to begin.
No fucking shit.
So, yeah. Out of the way, kumbaya liberals.
Yeah.
This ain't your time.
It's not. The idea that you were supposed to fucking just give this guy a fucking chance. Are you kidding?
Well, we will. But it ain't starting well. Today, I'm going to get to a list of, I don't know, up to 20 already of incidents across the country where in one school, a bunch of white kids stood up in the middle of the lunchroom and wouldn't let Mexican kids pass, said, get past this wall, build the wall. God. Other people driving by. Samantha Bee said that one of her staffers who of color was walking to work.
Yes.
And a truck full of white guys pulled up and yelled the N-word and said, President Trump's going to deport you.
Oh, yeah. I saw an incident of that on Facebook. Some chick is walking around L.A. Some white guys drove past her and said, go back to Mexico.
Yeah, say that around me.
Yeah.
Number four from Michael Moore. Everyone must stop saying they are stunned or shocked. What you mean to say is you were in a bubble and weren't paying attention to your fellow Americans and their despair.
Right.
Years of being neglected by both parties, the anger and the need for revenge against the system only grew. Along came a TV star they liked, whose plan was to destroy both parties and tell them you're all fired. Trump's victory is no surprise. He was never a joke. Treating him as one only strengthened him. He is both a creature and a creation of the media, and the media will never own that.
God. God, you know what, though, man? I can't tell you how many times I said Trump was a fucking joke. I said that so many fucking times.
We've been saying this.
I don't know.
I've been typing this a lot on social media in response to a lot of assholes. Number five, you must say this sentence to everyone you meet today. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote.
God.
Hillary Clinton won the popular vote.
Ugh.
The majority of our fellow Americans preferred Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump, period. Fact, if you woke up this morning thinking you live in an effed up country, you don't. The majority of your fellow Americans wanted Hillary, not Trump. The only reason he is president is because of an arcane, insane, 18th century idea called the Electoral College. Pause.
Yes.
On Michael Moore. Which, by the way, the 1% asshole intellectual effete elite who wrote this shit.
Yes.
Created the Electoral College to try to thwart democracy. They wanted to be able to say, well, you know, if the people vote for this guy, then...
They wanted to steer the election.
Well, and that's what's happening now is there's a couple of big, what do they call it when you sign? Petitions.
Yes.
A couple of big petitions out there. And to get people at the Electoral College to vote for Hillary.
Oh, okay.
Don't vote the way your state voted.
Right.
Vote to save the country.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
In December.
December 19th.
Yeah. I think about 27, 29 maybe states that have laws that say you can't do that. You can't flip your vote as a member of the Electoral College. But the rest of them don't. And conceivably, if enough people in enough states said, fuck it, I'm not voting Trump, I don't care.
Yes.
They could elect. I mean, we would.
Oh, my God.
You talk about a scary situation.
Well, let's do it.
But that's where the liberals are. That's the liberals' last gasp of hope. Is that something's going to happen between now and December? Maybe some horrible scandal.
We don't know.
Will happen. They'll actually unearth on Trump. And then they'll be in the position where the Electoral College won't vote for Trump.
You know what's funny? Now we're hoping for another horrible scandal. God damn it. We just had so many. Now we need another one. Are you fucking kidding me? We need another
one. It's got to happen now because you know nothing's going to happen come January 20th when that evil cabal is in charge.
Are we sure there's no there with that child rape thing?
They're still talking about going after Hillary Clinton.
For what?
I saw an article this morning.
That said
with a possibility of a Rudy Giuliani, a batshit lunatic, vile ghoul like Giuliani.
Is going to go after Hillary.
Absolutely.
Good God.
And I was even on
he's not going to go after this Republican.
It might have been the New York Times. It was one of the more not liberal sites.
Yes.
And I was reading the comments. And even the sane Republicans were saying, well, that's crazy. That'll mean in 2020... we will be widely swept out of office because you just shouldn't do that. You don't go after Hillary and throw her in irons. There's no point at this point to do that. But then there were enough comments.
They don't give a fuck.
She should hang. It's a rule of law. We need to prove that you got to follow the law. God. We need to make an example of her.
That guy, the one you're portraying right now, has not been marginalized at all by this fucking election. It's the opposite. He's been emboldened, and he thinks he's right. So I don't know how that's not going to happen. I don't know. It's fucked.
So where's the rest of this? This is the fifth point again.
Yes.
Michael Moore, say to everyone you meet today, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. You woke up this morning in an effed up country. You didn't. Until we change that electoral college, we will continue to have presidents we didn't elect and didn't want. You live in a country where the majority of its citizens have said they believe there's climate change. They believe women should be paid the same as men. They want a debt-free college education. They don't want us invading countries. They want a raise in the minimum wage. And they want single-payer, true, universal health care system. None of that has changed. We live in a country where the majority agree with the, quote, liberal position. We just lack the liberal leadership to make that happen. See number one above.
Yeah.
Which is take over the Democratic Party and return it to the people, which is what I said yesterday. We've been saying, don't go for the Green Party. Don't try. Yeah. Don't scurry off to the Green Party and try to elevate that dead horse. There's a giant infrastructure already there.
Bernie should have been the nominee.
Party. Probably, but again, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And when it didn't happen, that was not the time for a temper tantrum.
Fuck no.
Because now we've got President Trump. Arguably, if Hillary would have gotten in, they're saying, well, it would have been just the same thing. Status quo.
No, it would not have.
Not with Bernie nipping at her heels. Not with Elizabeth Warren nipping at her heels. Not with all these progressives that we're trying to put into office nipping at her heels. The whole point was that we dragged her to the left.
Yeah. Nothing is comparable to what we have coming in the office. There's nothing like this. George Bush Jr. wasn't like this.
They think they're going to ban abortion. It's all over in the right media. They think this is it. America has spoken, and we're not going to kill babies anymore. And we're going to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
And we're going to chain women to beds.
And then what? If the GOP gets that, and they're all, I don't know, what do they get out of that? What happens the next day if abortion's banned? Is the air sweeter?
Well, then gays.
Does God smile down upon us?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking stupid.
America will be great again.
So naive. It's so fucking naive and dumb. Oh, my God. You know, and damn it. As a lib, and I do it, I am so nice, and I am, you know, in my normal life, I'm just talking to people, I am so tolerant of these bigots and what they believe and their sky god bullshit.
Well, that's, that's
got to change,
man. I mean, that's a whole nother, that's a whole nother thing.
I mean, it's less nicer. I, I think we're all kind of at fault about that. We're all kind of at fault. We go to the, you know, we're nicer.
Again, I don't think they're going to be able to overturn gay marriage, nor will they be able to go state to state. So I don't think there's going to be states where it's going to flip and Alabama won't recognize gay marriage anymore. I don't think they can. Short of ripping up the Constitution, declaring Trump the Uber leader, which some of them will want to do. The people that voted for Trump right now would do that. And that's the terrifying prospect.
Right.
Is
they would.
There's no point. There's no point in the Obama administration that I said, let's tear up the Constitution and let him stay. As much as I love his presidency, and I thought he could have done more and gone farther, etc. But there's no point where I said, well, that's it. Fuck it. Let's do what the stupid morons on the right are saying, and let's really take this shit over and make him a benevolent dictator. Never, never, never. Yet, I guarantee fucking to you that there are large swaths of red state white assholes who, if we said, look, the Congress is going to obstruct Trump for the next 4 years, they would say, well, I'm okay with fiddling with the Constitution,
of course,
so that Donald Trump can get shit done. We're okay with that. Cross out that part right now. We don't need that right here.
Ugh. It's the backlash of having a black president. It's these racists. They're loons. They're fucking crazy.
So we just have to do what we're doing. We keep screaming, take to the streets, people. Yeah. When you see shit, say shit. Don't let anyone get away with anything. Anything.
Yeah. No more being friendly to your racist friends. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Call them out.
White people, say something. If you're in a group or a crowd and some asshole says something to a person of color or to a gay person, if you shut the fuck up and allow it to happen, you're as bad as that person.
Yeah. And they're emboldened.
Right. Unless there's a lot of them and they're violent and you don't want to get killed. Right, I understand that.
I get
but
it.
If it's some one loudmouth asshole on a subway berating a black person or something, fuck that.
Yeah.
Speak up.
And I guarantee you, if you say something, other people will back you up. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. It's leadership. I mean, that's what's wrong with the fucking libs, the Democratic Party. I mean, that's Obama's failing, right? I mean, he spent his first term treating these GOP assholes as people and trying to work with them. And then he changed. I don't know. God, sometimes I feel like our party just wasn't angry enough this time around. Was too tolerant. Was, they I don't know, just too accepting.
Right.
Of what was going on the right. And here we are. So fucked up.
Follow us on the Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving. Tweet us during the show at crabdiving. One word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Anytime, tweet us. We love being twiddled.
Yes.
Don't forget, you can also leave us a phone call on our liberal hotline, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS.
That's right, baby.
If it's funny, you know, maybe we'll play it on the show.
If it's not funny, no one will hear of it.
Right. No pressure.
No pressure. But
we'll hear it and go, wow, that's really sad, and move along.
Sad.
God. Strap in for this one. This is if you think you're frustrated and upset a couple minutes ago, wait till we go through the list of some of these things that our wonderful fellow Americans are doing today.
Oh, my God.
Sean King, who is a journalist, a writer for
the New York Daily News,
maybe, or Daily News.
The Daily News, yeah.
Daily News and other, you know, online ventures and stuff. A man of color who apparently isn't black enough for many people on the right because he still gets racists.
Are you kidding?
Questioning
me?
Whether he's really black or not. They think he's like that activist who is. She was pretending to be black, but she's not, because he's very light-skinned.
Does that make anything he says any more right or wrong?
Right.
Grow the fuck up.
And he's married to a black woman and has black kids, and they're like, oh, he's fake.
Oh, do you want to check his papers, you fucking GOP assholes?
So he has been chronicling. He said he's literally been getting hundreds of emails from people around the nation who are now being confronted, harassed by these heinous Trump supporters who are now emboldened.
Trump-less.
They can walk down the street and call somebody a nigger.
Right.
Congratulations.
Yay. Welcome to America.
He's got him on his Facebook. Go to follow his Twitter feed at Sean King, S-H-A-U-N-K-I-N-G.
Sean.
And it's just one after the other. It's terrifying. Here is a video. It says, a sweet woman in Connecticut painted a sign with, oh, they actually quoted him.
Yeah.
She put up a sign of unity in her yard. It says, "Dear Muslims, immigrants, women, disabled, LGBTQ, and all people of color, this is, again, what from Sean King."
Yeah.
It's his quote, but she put the sign up in her yard.
Right.
"Dear Muslims, immigrants, women, disabled, LGBTQ, and all people of color, we love you boldly and proudly. We will endure."
Okay. That's nice. That's lovely.
Somebody snuck into her yard and spray painted all over it, "Trump 2016.
Oh, that's nice. Jesus Christ, man.
Someone spray painted over it. Now someone else put a sign at the bottom that says, "Still we rise." That's Maya Angelou, I believe.
Yes.
"And still we rise, God, no matter what you fuckers do." So there's just a little example. The first example, that's just the first one. That's the first one in his Facebook feed right now that was posted about an hour ago. The next one down, this happened to a grown woman in Indiana. Janae Cummings posted on Facebook, quote, and I'm quoting.
Yeah.
"Hey, nigger, pick that up. Keep my streets clean."
Oh, my God.
At first, she says, "I wasn't sure what I heard."
Right.
Then he repeated it while his friends egged him on, beckoning me to pick up the ketchup-stained Burger King cup rolling near my feet.
Jesus.
Wasn't even hers.
God.
"Usually I can see this kind of thing coming. Growing up black in Indiana means learning early on how to steel yourself against aggression and keep moving." See, this is what the white assholes don't
understand. That.
They've been so marginalized. Oh, I'm so marginalized.
Walk in her shoes.
You can still walk down the street, you fucking assholes.
Yeah.
"I use that skill," she says, "to get through the last 24 hours, a period marked by equal parts motivation and paralysis. But this, an assault I've endured 100 times, left me broken and weeping in a dark parking garage on the edge of a campus whose beauty belies the underlying viciousness. I cried because my country declared war on me and my loved ones. I cried because I didn't feel strong enough to face it. But most of all, I cried because so many people I've cared for and loved, so many people I've considered friends, willfully cast ballots for bigotry, fear, racism, and oppression to assuage insecurities and pacify anger about a world quickly leaving them behind."
Oh, my God.
"Wondering this if this applies to you. If it does, please step out of my life. Read, click unfriend. We are not friends. We never were. We are enemies. I'm done crying, and I am coming for you." See?
Oh, shit.
This is good.
Right.
But...
it's
there was
good.
There was a cup on the ground, and they said, "Hey, nigger, pick that up."
It's good, but it's not. You know what's so?
"Keep my streets clean."
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what. How could this happen? I still just, God, how could all of these people vote for Trump, and just knowing who he is? You know, I'd like to think all the most of us aren't racist, and most of us aren't hateful, but I guess enough of us are. Jesus.
Asian woman tweeted, "I went running earlier and a guy yelled, 'Build the wall,' at me from his car. I'm guessing he saw a brown woman in a distance and assumed I was a Latina."
How stupid. How fucking stupid.
There's a school in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
It was from a school admin. Somebody texted, "How was school?" And the school admin answered, "It was good, but we're in crisis mode at the office now. The high school in Newtown is having all kinds of issues. swastikas in the bathroom, hate messages against LGBTQ students. A Mexican student found a note in her backpack telling her to go back to Mexico. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. There your you school, man. Your school. You're supposed to be safe at your school. That's the minimum.
Ada Gonzalez posted on Facebook. She's a fellow citizen.
Yes.
Dropped Jude off, her kid, at school this morning and noticed a group of fifth graders chanting, build a wall. Fifth graders. Oh. Clearly they were parroting hate they heard at home. I'm absolutely so sad. I'm sad for our children. Here in Ventura. That's here, California.
Oh, my God.
Jude is only one of a few Hispanic children in the school. I've never had to worry about my son feeling different at school or uncomfortable in his tan skin. I refuse to. Let's not let our kids get involved in this. Teach your children acceptance and love. Take them outside to play. Let them be kids. She's going high.
Yeah. What I would say to those fucking white parents that are raising their kids to be fucking racist, fuck you. You're fucking up the whole world.
Kathy Mara, too, is Asian. Today, something unimaginable happened. I was walking on Washington Avenue Bridge when I was stopped in my tracks by a white male who yelled at me, go back to Asia.
Oh, my God.
I was in complete shock and disbelief. I honestly did not know what to say, but I pretended not to hear anything and continued on walking since I didn't want to create conflict. Shortly after that moment, I was stopped by the same man who told me, don't you know it's disrespectful to walk away from someone when they're talking to you?
Oh, my God.
See, she should have shot him in the face.
Yeah.
Stand your ground.
Right? What's the difference?
I'm feeling physically threatened.
Ugh.
I was in disbelief. I responded by saying, I don't know you. I responded saying, don't you know it's disrespectful to talk to someone in that manner when they're obviously not interested in a conversation? Also, for your information, I'm a U.S. citizen. If you want to play this card, then you should go back to wherever you came from, as well, because she's not big on punctuation here. Well. You should go back wherever you came from as well, because we're all immigrants, and the only one who deserves to be here are the Native Americans. He avoided everything I had to say and called me ignorant. Told me that the only reason that I got into the University of Minnesota Twin Cities was because of affirmative action.
Right. And why does he feel like he can say that? Because that fucking, what was that? That Pocahontas shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Trump was saying earlier. All these people are taking their cues from him.
Oh, wait. I think he grabbed her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, she should have shot him. I was so fed up with the conversation. I started to turn around and was about to begin walking when all of a sudden I felt someone grab me by the wrist.
What?
And pull me around. It was that same guy. At this point, I was done. I told him he needed to let go of my wrist. It was not okay for him to touch me like that. He avoided my reasonable request and made fun of the fact that I couldn't get out of his grasp and saying that I was too easy.
Too easy to catch?
He then proceeded to tell me, I don't understand why you're walking away from me when I'm trying to have a conversation with you. I told you it's rude. You should listen to me because I know a lot more than you do. She should have shot him. Yeah. At this point, literally, I could not handle the amount of ignorance and white privilege this guy had. So I told him he literally has exactly 1 minute to let go of me. Why was she not screaming rape?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Give this guy 30 seconds. You kick at his balls.
Right.
And you scream.
Yeah.
Not that I mean, she might have felt so threatened that who knows. But I'm just saying.
I mean, it had to have been terrifying.
She's giving him. It seems like she was rational. She was trying to rationalize it.
The survival mode. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what you go through?
He took my warning as a joke. And said, okay, let's fight then. You can't beat me anyways. Look how small and shrimpy you are. He dared me to punch him more than once. Before. You know,
how many times are we going to be surprised that there are racist assholes on the planet?
Before he could attack me, I used my self-defense skills, got out of the hold he had on my wrist, and punched him straight in the throat. Oh, well, this ends well then.
Ouch.
Maybe he dies. His friends who were watching the entire situation go down saw that I was going to win the fight, came over to his rescue.
What?
And accused me of assaulting him, and they called the police. The police who came did not listen to my side of the story, so whatever, because the man that assaulted me had alleged witnesses. They handcuffed me, and I was waiting for the information for the police to check my information, which is clean. The police proceeded to uncuff me with a warning.
A warning?
Wow.
So they rolled up on
his white friends. Said, that's not what happened. She attacked him.
Can the cop read into that? And maybe
have you seen the cops in this? Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at who we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, the cops.
This is one of the problems. Right. Is that
they're
the
racist
cops
as fuck.
Are Trumpanzees.
And the thing is, I was naive to think that our country was coming around to the realization that our cops are racist. But I guess that goes out the window now because our leader, Donald Trump, doesn't think so. And he doesn't believe in this Black Lives Matter stuff. So, so unfortunate. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell people. If you're a person of color, you're gay. I mean, shit.
A nurse at a cardiology office put a portable heart monitor on an Iranian Muslim woman who's been a citizen since 1986. She asked me if wires that connect to a black box the size of a cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
She asked me if I had a letter or something she could have so people didn't think it was a bomb and kill her.
You know, my friend, I have a friend of mine who on 9/11, he had some sort of weird heart thing go on, and he went to the doctor and they gave him one of those portable heart monitors that he had to wear. And on 9/12, he had to go to the fucking airport with that thing on, with all the, and he's Arab. With all the documentation on why he's got something strapped to his chest or that monitor. Oh, it's just a bunch of shenanigans.
Another one. My child, two other students walking down the hallway at Wesley Chapel High School. White male teacher asked them what they're up to. It's during period break, so they can be there.
Right. They're allowed to be there, right?
The teacher says to him, don't make me call Donald Trump to get you sent back to Africa.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Hilarious.
When my child told me that, I didn't know what to say. I was blown away. I'm not going to lie. I saw red. I did almost 100 going back to that school.
Oh, good for
I'm
this person.
I'm beyond pissed right now. I damn near have tears in my eyes. Politics are politics, but when you say something to my child, then it's fucking on.
Absolutely.
I warn any motherfucker to say something sideways to me from now on. Motherfuckers are feeling froggy today, so I'm about to play fucking Frogger today and run some bitches down.
People
ask why blacks, Muslims, gays, and others are different. Others that are different have from Muslims, gays, and others that are different have from fear. I think
English
is escaping him because he's angry.
Oh, yeah,
this
yeah.
is what we fucking fear. I'm not worried about Donald. I'm worried about the dumb fucks that feel like they can say and do whatever they want now because of him. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That's totally it.
I appreciate the principal and assistant principal for moving fast on this. So they must have reprimanded that teacher who should be fired instantly. But it's not something I would ever expect from a person supposed to teach our children. I'm fucking sweating and shaking. Come to find out it's the damn golf coach at the school named John Souza. John Souza. John Souza.
What did he do?
Wesley Chapel. He's the guy that said to the kids,
oh, yeah, you're
I'm
going to
send you back to Africa.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to call Trump, send you back to Africa. John fucking piece of shit Souza apparently is his name.
I'm trying to think back to what it was like when I lived in Georgia and Florida and just think about what the environment must be like there under a Trump presidency. All those fucking racists. I knew tons of racists growing up. You just could feel it. Just, you know, a hatred for anything different. And now they're emboldened. And now their stupid shit feelings are validated. It's not good.
Napa Valley?
Oh, yes. Wine.
Today, I experienced firsthand the effects of Trump's election. At a gas station while at my car, a man jumps out of his truck from the pump on the other side of mine, walks towards the car at the pump in front of mine and towards what I realized was a smaller Asian woman. He started yelling at her, and I turned abruptly to face and listen. He said, quote, "We won, now get the fuck out of my country."
Who the fuck are these
people?
He
said it over and over as I saw this poor woman crying, standing stunned, not moving. I ran to her, I threw my arms around her, turned her into me, turned my back towards him, and I sobbed with her. All I could think was to say, "I'm so sorry," over and over again as we cried. I felt helpless. He then included me in his rant, saying, "You can both get the fuck out."
Oh, jeez. You get the fuck out, you fucking asshole. Really? Shit.
You know, and it's gonna happen. And what's gonna happen is a woman, like this woman who was grabbed by the wrist and throat punched that guy, when she would have been within her rights to defend herself stronger.
Right.
They're gonna get thrown in jail, and then we're gonna have race riots because, and I'll be standing with them. I'll be standing with the black people because I ain't putting up with no police allowing Trumpalos to grab people by the wrist because they're of color. We ain't gonna abide that.
Of course not.
Good God,
it's insane.
The shit's hitting the fan. Trump. This is Trump's responsibility right now.
He needs to come out and tell people to not be racist, to fucking behave themselves.
We don't abide any of this.
And none of that's going to be fucking tolerated. But he never does that. He didn't do that through the campaign. He never, in his rallies, he told people to punch him, to kick him out, take his coat. He never told these people to behave.
Mm-hmm.
He never took that kind of responsibility as a leader. Why should we expect it now?
A guy named Chris Yoon, Asian. I was just at the liquor store to get cigarettes. A group of white guys asked me if I speak English. When I chuckled and ignored them, they followed me into the 7-Eleven and said, quote, chinks should get out of the country while we still can because a more pure America is finally going to come back.
Oh, my fucking God.
This is in the last 24 hours. All this is happening.
You know, you have two terms of Barack Obama, a liberal, a progressive, and I think you sort of get comfortable and you think shit like this can't go down. But God, it seems like it happens so easily, you know?
The 7-Eleven clerk asked him to leave. They started laughing, calling him Bin Laden, and said they're going to come back and burn him on a cross.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
I told them, get the fuck out. And they were like, oh, wow, he speaks English. And they proceeded to follow me to my car, yelling white power.
Oh, my God.
Simi Valley. This is all happening in California. Imagine what's going on
in Alabama, in Florida, in Georgia. Yeah.
Although there, the people of color are probably hiding.
Yeah. I mean, they're sort of, maybe they're used to it. Although, you know,
Washington State,
California is totally racist, right? When you get out of L.A. and San Diego,
America is totally racist.
Yeah, right.
A woman named Sarah Stone in Washington State. This morning, as I pumped gas at Safeway in Centralia, a block from the school I work at, a man said to me, I'm quoting,
yes,
go back to Africa, nigger.
God,
this is the hate that I am now experiencing to my face. This in liberally leaning Washington State. It is empowered. It is without shame or fear of repercussion. This behavior, I feel, will be the new norm. As those who once felt that using our First Amendment right to speak hatefully was not okay in public spaces, now they see, feel, and believe it to be just that, acceptable. I am biracial. I am proud of my black heritage. I am proud of my Irish heritage. I am proud of my Norwegian heritage. I come from a blended family made up of people who are Asian, gay, and immigrants themselves. I can now honestly and sadly say I will drive with more caution and fear through Centralia and Olympia and Washington itself. I will go through my day talking about having to look over your shoulder in your country because of the color of your skin.
It's insane. I don't know. Unreal. I still can't believe it. God, I can't believe this fucking guy is president. And then these things happen. So all these crimes happen. Now, what do you do? Do you look to Attorney General Giuliani to go after these fuckers? To go after these hate crimes?
Well, they won't. Written on a wall in Central Florida in a high school. Y'all black people better start picking y'all slave numbers. Signed KKK, Heart for Life, Go Trump 2016.
Ugh, God.
Y'all better start picking y'all's slave numbers.
Oh, my God. Picking your slaves. I don't know what to say.
Principal in Pennsylvania admits that white students were chanting cotton picker. You're a nigger. Heil Hitler.
God, you know, it makes me, it's infuriating. Think about what Cornel West said during this whole fucking campaign. He said we should be talking about race and we should be talking about poverty. And he endorsed Bernie. Damn it, we should have fucking listened to that guy.
Southern Lehigh High School in Pennsylvania. Students have been subjected to classmates yelling gay slurs and the N-word in the halls, calling black students cotton pickers, using Heil Hitler salutes.
Jeez. What planet are they from? Who the fuck does this? How is that even? You know what I don't get? How is it fun? If you're one of these bigoted idiots, what do you get out of that? I don't understand. What do you get out of that? How does that make your day happier to make somebody fucking miserable? Doesn't it make you feel bad what you're doing to them?
Driving with the windows down, listening to music, enjoying the morning breeze, trying to get my mind right for work today. I pull up to a red light, look over, see a man in his car looking at me. As I look away, he shouts, "Trump won, nigger. You lose, bitch."
Jesus. Hey, this is the world we're in. We have to fucking accept this, that we are in this racist fucking world, and we elected a fucking white supremacist into office, and now this is what is fucking happening. I don't know what the next step is. I don't know what we're supposed to do. I guess march. That's all you do, right? There's nothing else to do. Because we fucked everything else up. We fucked it up.
Video, I don't know if you can hear this. This is during lunch at Royal Oak Middle School, Royal Oak, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Students loudly chanting, "Build the wall."
What? I know that Royal Oaks area. That's not like backwoodsy. That's not like rednecky. It really isn't. It's a nicer area.
I'm willing to bet it's white as fuck.
No, it's diverse, actually. That,
really?
That's the auto industry.
Build that wall. These are middle school. What? 10 to 13 year olds or something like that?
You know, I feel
Where did they learn that?
I just can't help but think about this fucking election. And I laughed. Like when Trump was saying, like, we're going to build the wall. Who's going to build it? All these fucking dumbass chants. It was so stupid. It made me laugh.
York Tech High School, New York, Pennsylvania. White students openly marching with Donald Trump signs chanting white power. Black students called the N-word. Asian students called Japs. Latino students threatened with deportation. Young men openly grabbed the breasts of young women because Donald Trump says he does it.
Oh, my God. It's so fucked up. I mean, it's everything. It's like, it's starting to feel like, okay, say we survive whatever happens in 4 years and he doesn't get elected for another 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Then what? What do we do? Do we start teaching America how to behave again? How to not grab people's tits? How to fucking not call them the N-word and shit like that?
Are we going to get that far?
I don't know. And, you know, the thing is, like, there's all this stuff to deal with. But what about him tearing up the deal we have with Iran? What about the bullshit with NATO? What about all that other shit? What about his foreign policy? No, nobody's going to have time to deal with that.
Here's a girl who, I was on the bus and this group of girls from St. Francis Prep got on. They look around, looked at me and said, "Aren't you people supposed to be sitting in the back of the bus?" I asked the girl to repeat herself and she says, "Aren't you supposed to be sitting in the back of the bus now? Like Trump is president."
No, God. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just scrolling down.
This is
just
so much.
Story after story after story after story after story.
I wonder how Trump squares this in his mind. I mean, who is this guy that he doesn't? Why does he want to create a world where people of color and gay people and women don't feel comfortable existing in? Like, how does he live with himself?
So I'm downtown. A group of white dudes are looking at a woman wearing a dress, standing alone, minding her business. We all get on the subway. When she walks past the group, one of the men yells, "Grab her by the pussy." One of the dudes literally then tried to touch the woman inappropriately. The woman yelled and the guys laughed. A group of people and I literally threw the three dudes off of the subway at Wood Street.
Good.
America is thinking this shit is a joke. So there you go.
We did. We thought it was a fucking joke. We thought it was a motherfucking joke.
Well, good for these people banding up and
absolutely.
They should have thrown him under the subway. This person is a better human than I. I don't want to speak hate or be spiteful. This is one of us. But I'm in tears. I've been rushing around all night. My last stop was at Speedway. I ran in and wasn't paying attention to anyone. As I was running back to my car, I heard some guys yelling, but I didn't turn around. Then I heard them yell, "Yeah, we're talking to you, nigger. So go back to Africa. Trump doesn't want you here." I stopped and turned, but realized saying something wouldn't change anything. With my hands shaking, tears burning in my eyes, I got in my car and headed home.
Guy, can you imagine saying that to somebody? I don't know what kind of nutball it would take, what kind of mental illness it takes to be that mean to someone. Who are these Neanderthals, man? God, go back in the woods!
New York University Tandon School of Engineering College.
Okay.
Muslim students found Trump scrawled on the door of their prayer room.
Great. How does that do?
Placed on the car of a car of gay people in North Carolina. A piece of paper. It says, "Can't wait until your marriage," in quotes, "is overturned by a real president. Gay families equal burn in hell. Trump 2016.
The fucking ignorance. The ignorance is goddamn staggering. It is staggering. These people are so fucking stupid.
Black woman woke up to her car being covered with spray paint. Says Trump rules and black bitch.
Good fucking God. How are you supposed... imagine you're a victim of a hate crime like this. Somebody does that to your car. What is the next step in your fucking day? To drive your car somewhere to get it fucking fixed, and then you have to go about your day driving.
Bloomington, Indiana.
Yes.
A woman after work here in good old Bloomington, Indiana. Me, a black woman trying to cross the street to go to a store, got approached by white men in a truck. As they sped their truck upon me, they rolled their window down and yelled, "Fuck you, nigger bitch. Trump is going to deport you back to Africa."
He's not. He is not deporting anyone back to Africa. He ain't doing shit.
We can't
let him.
This just happened less than 24 hours after America voted Trump for president. 24 hours. In my 33 years of life, I have never had blatant racism shown to me like that in that moment. So if you say racism is a thing of the past, I'll be sure to tell you about my experience. And the other experiences that other minorities will surely face in the upcoming days, weeks, months to come. I teach my kids to respect and love, but a new day has come, and now the true Americans are showing their true colors.
Right. Yeah. It's time to stand up for your fucking friends of color and your gay friends. It is. Quit being nice to people.
San Diego what State University.
Yeah.
SDSU student was walking to her vehicle using the stairwell of parking number 12. Two males who made comments about President-elect Trump and the Muslim community confronted her, grabbed her purse and backpack. They removed her car keys before fleeing the area. She left the area to contact police. When police arrived on scene, her vehicle was gone. She was uninjured. Suspects are a white male adult, 20 to 25 years old.
Jesus Christ.
Talking about President-elect Trump and the Muslim community.
Oh, jeez. What is he going to do? What is he going to do to bring this country together? Not a fucking thing.
Maha Abdul Gawad, so you can just imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Posted, "My first racist encounter after our new joke of a president. As I am at Walmart today, a woman came up to me, pulled my hijab off, and said, 'This is not allowed anymore, so go hang yourself with it around your neck, not on your head.'"
Oh, my God. Where was this one? Not that it... matters.
I don't know exactly where.
I would lie.
Walmart.
Yeah,
does that help?
Walmart. Nah, it's the same place everywhere. Walmart's the same. Oh, God.
Again, a better person than I.
Absolutely.
Because I'd be in jail for leveling that bitch.
Well, I mean, but if you're conditioned and you're used to this, if you're used to having people.
That's true.
Bully you and be racist to you, I'm sure you have different coping skills for it, which fucking sucks.
Scratched and painted into Or it looks like they were using whiteout, maybe. In a school.
We need some whiteout.
In a high school somewhere, Minnesota. Fuck N-word. I'm not even going to quote it anymore. Fuck N-words.
Yeah.
Fuck off, porch monkeys.
Ugh.
Whites only.
Ugh.
White America. Trump train.
Yeah.
Blacks with a zero, with a circle and a line through it. No blacks.
Yeah. God. I just don't know. You know, it's just like, you know what it is? It's an experience. I I'm a white person. I cannot identify with this. I do not know what it is like to be marginalized because of the color of your skin. And I can't imagine what it's like to live in Trump America as a person of color.
Wow, I'm waiting with my son in his kindergarten line. Kindergarten.
I can't. Oh, my God.
And a little girl and boy in his class are saying they voted for Trump and are teasing a Hispanic kid in line saying he's Mexican and they're going to send him to a different school and they'll be going back to Mexico.
Oh, okay. Jeez. How is a kid supposed to learn?
Kindergarten.
A school is supposed to be safe, you know.
Those parents should be jailed.
Oh, absolutely.
Their parents for teaching them that seriously should be flogged.
Don't say racist shit around your kids. God, even if you believe it and you happen to be listening to this show, just don't do it.
Hey, guys. So today my sister went to school and the first thing she heard was, I can do anything now because I'm white. And to top things off, three kids told her goodbye because she's getting deported.
No.
Things got so bad that my mom went up to the school to sign her out. She's been crying and so pissed off, not to mention my mom.
But meanwhile, you're supposed to learn. This is where you're supposed to learn. It's supposed to be a safe space where you learn how to add and where the fuck to put a comma in a sentence. That is such a step backwards.
So there's a sampling. I mean, Sean King said he's literally getting hundreds of accounts like this. It's emailed to him and sent to him of people, just the lowest, most vile, disgusting, subhuman members of our society are emboldened by the election.
I guess the sad thing is it's always been like this, or those people have always felt like this, and now I guess they just feel validated. I don't know. I guess we should stop being shocked.
No, we shouldn't. No, we must keep being shocked and horrified.
Yeah. Well,
and,
I mean, there's
react.
Anger.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
and
yeah. It sucks, man.
I'm just seeing if there's you get the idea.
Yeah.
Muslims. There, I saw a gay couple
right
that lives. I think it was North Carolina again. Got some note taped to their door. You better move, faggots, because
oh
we got
God,
Donald Trump now as president.
You can't feel safe in your home.
Christians, good Christians.
Think about that. I can't imagine if these good Christians could think about what it would be like if they got that note. They don't have the capacity for that kind of empathy.
Right.
Fuck that.
What's this reading?
Yeah.
You want us to do?
Oh, you want me to read the note?
Yeah. Reading? What are you, crazy?
Write it in emojis, dummy.
So I just don't know. I don't know how to react. I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I really want to go out and buy guns and protect my brown brethren and my LGBT brethren. And
I still don't. I think
walk
more,
people.
More guns make us less safe.
But they've got guns.
I know.
The brown shirts have guns.
Yeah, that's true.
There was a flyer that they found somewhere. I saw a news story about it. The lunatics on the right are saying, of course, it's a false flag. The liberals made up the flyer. But it looks like it's put out by a racist organization, and they're malicious. They're saying, now let's form posses. President Trump is in. Let's help out.
Help.
And we're going to form posses, and we're gonna get these illegals.
You know, these people, these lunatic fucking alt-right assholes are under the impression that they are the ones under attack. That is what is mind-blowing to me. Marriage equality. Oh, you're attacking my right to be married. No, nobody's attacking you.
Right.
No one's attacking you because you have to make a gay wedding cake. You guys are the aggressors. The alt-right, they're the aggressors. It's un-fucking real. They need to make a posse? The alt-right needs a posse?
Well, I mean, I think this has to be the last gasp because now there's a lot of white people like us who are going to be standing with the brown people against these assholes.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yes.
So things are going to be a little different, maybe.
Yeah. Don't fuck with me.
Maybe things are just going to be a wee little bit different.
Right.
Because we do have social media now. We do have a lot of angry liberals.
We can see it. You can see what happens.
Right.
I mean, hopefully that'll make a difference. I mean, we're all going to see what happens and then nothing changes. That's going to be disheartening. But you're right. This has to be the last. This has to be the gasp. The final gasp of the gross, racist, fucking sexist GOP.
We just got to stand our ground. Literally and figuratively.
And what are the Republicans doing? I mean, my God. I mean, if they're supporting Donald Trump.
They're giddy. They're giddy with power. They think this is it. They're vindicated. Everything they've been saying, all of their crazy conspiracy theories are true. Hillary is really, really smells like rotten meat. They think they've been bolded.
God, I don't mean to say this again, but you know, shit, man. Maybe it's time to admit that the Dems were wrong to run Hillary. As much as that sucks, they were wrong. They were fucking wrong.
Well, yeah, but again, once it was at Hillary, it was binary.
Yeah, I get it. But I don't know why they ran her. They ran her because it was her turn, and that made.
I get it though. She's the established candidate, and the only other option, Martin O'Malley. Nobody's gonna vote for fucking Martin O'Malley. But the only viable option that popped up was Bernie,
who was a populist, and there were people supporting him, but it was Hillary's turn, and I think, did they not appreciate the threat that Donald Trump is? I guess not. I didn't.
Texas State University police, this is what I was talking about before,
yeah,
have confirmed they're investigating reports of threatening flyers posted on campus by alleged supporters of President-elect Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. Vomit.
It says, Texas State vigilantes. Now that our man Trump is elected and Republicans own both the Senate and the House, time to organize. Tar and feather.
Jesus Christ.
Vigilante squads go arrest and torture those deviant university leaders spouting off all this diversity garbage.
Oh, my God. Ugh. It's disgusting.
Republicans are claiming, I mean, conservatives are claiming that nobody would put that. That's a false flag. It's got to be some liberals trying to frame them. False flag. False flag.
No, time to accept it. We elected a fucking white supremacist to office. And yes, this is all really happening. And yes, the Democrats fucking fucked up. They fucking shit the bed. I mean, are you not, at the very least, God, I'm just disgusted. I am disgusted that nobody really appreciated this threat. I didn't. I'm disgusted with myself. I remember telling people the day of the fucking election, there's no fucking way this guy's going to get elected. There's no way. I look at the news every fucking day. How the fuck did we not see this coming?
One of the headlines over at Raw Story says 58 reports and growing of people being bullied by emboldened bigots. And it's growing by the minute.
Didn't the bookmakers call it for Hillary? Weren't they before the results started rolling in? Didn't they think Hillary was going to win? Weren't the odds in her favor? Or not? Or am I out of my mind?
They were supposed to be.
What the fuck happened? I just feel, I feel so fucking stupid.
You whip my ass like you claim you can't, so what the fuck is up? No, because I'm tired of his shit, so what's up? Step your ass outside. I want to hear what, I want to hear what you were saying when you was driving by and you was flicking a nigga off talking about some nigga, fuck you. You was bold enough to say nigga, so what's up? Say it now. I swear, because people are in presidency and you just don't know how to act, do you? Baby, he ain't no office just so I can slap the fuck out your ass and get away with it. Keep playing with me, my nigga, because I'll slap the fuck out your dog ass and I'm going to beat your daddy ass. And guess what? I might just hit your mama in the throat just because I feel like it.
Shit.
So he called him he called him the N-word. And he right. said, you know, just because you get a guy president doesn't mean you start whipping out the N-word. Because I'll beat your ass, I'll beat your dad's ass, and then I'll hit your mom in the throat too, which may be a little excessive, so but I understand up. The anger,
right?
Oh, after the white, this white boy called him the N-word and said he should be off picking cotton.
Yeah.
We have protests still going. There's an anti-Trump protest going on right now at the University of Texas. There's one going on at Elon University. Oh, no, Elon University. University, on one of their whiteboards, somebody wrote, bye-bye Latinos, hasta la vista.
Jesus. I saw a friend of mine from San Francisco said the same fucking thing. He's like, get legal or get out. What a fucking asshole. People are just going to be less embarrassed to share their shitty racist feelings and, I don't know.
A U.S. post office worker was filling up at a gas station in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Postal worker, a bearded white male, yelled at another male.
Yes.
Go back to your country. This is Trump land. You ain't getting your check no more.
What is that? Jesus. Your check. You ain't getting your check no more.
This is a guy who works for the post office, filling up his post office truck, good yelling guy. At somebody who looks Hispanic. White students at Southern Illinois University donned blackface in front of a Confederate flag.
Oh, God. I saw pictures of that.
To celebrate the Trump victory.
Idiots. You guys are fucking idiots.
Trump supporters at school... Today, one kid wrote in Woodlands, California, have said the following to my fellow Mexicanos. Have you started packing yet? Go back to Mexico. Yeah, keep on packing. We're more American than all of you.
Oh, my God. Where do these racists live? In the woods with their head in the sand? How the fuck are you able to be this ignorant? People walk around with an iPhone. Can you? How sad is this? We walk around. Everybody has an iPhone in your pocket. You could every answer to any question you could imagine is in your pocket. We're so fucking stupid. I don't get it.
I found out two black boys who were in a class of mine were followed on campus yesterday by a few white guys and repeatedly called the N-word. This is at Towson University.
Jesus. At a university, man.
Oh
boy,
I can keep reading these. There's just as you know,
goes
you get
on
the idea,
and on and yeah. on.
You get the idea. A black baby doll was found hung by the neck in an elevator at a university somewhere.
Okay.
That's classy,
lovely.
Tuscaloosa coffee shop. There's a black person hanging an effigy.
Okay,
off of a balcony.
Welcome to Trumpville, USA, baby. We hate everyone.
Go back to China, you chink.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
A young Latino boy was beaten and called stupid Mexican by kids.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Who
said they couldn't wait for him to be deported.
I hate when it's these little kids doing these racist things. It's just so... God, that zaps every ounce of hope you have for our society. Ha 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 ha. Hope. God damn it. Do you remember what Barack Hussein Obama ran on? Hope.
Right.
Think about that. That's gone.
Today we were at a bar celebrating somebody's film screening. A man came up to our table behind my seated friend and proceeded to, without greeting or warning or any words at all, put his arms around her, hug her, and kiss her cheek. We all assumed it was an old friend, but she squirmed around to see who it was. It was a complete stranger. "Do you know him?" she said. "No, not at all." We all started telling him in no uncertain terms he doesn't get to do that. Just kiss anyone whenever he feels like. And he responded, "But Trump just won the presidential race." I'm not kidding, lying, or even the slightest bit hyperbolic. This is what actually happened. This is how he defended his actions.
And you know, why are we surprised? We knew all this stuff about Trump, yet we still elected him. I guess we shouldn't be surprised or shocked by that fucking horrendous behavior.
Charlotte, North Carolina, found on a windshield wiper at somebody's own house a piece of paper. It says, "White power, Trump is president," P-R-E-S-E-D-E-N-T.
Okay.
Now,
God.
"Deport all niggers, Muslims, faggots, wetbacks. May make America great again."
Hey, let's deport you. Can we deport racists? Can we do that?
I think a lot of them are going to get beat.
Yeah.
I mean, think it's going to get ugly. I think some of these people are handling it really well and classily.
Right.
And some won't. These racists are going to pick on the wrong person and shit's going to escalate.
Because who are,
and then they're going to cry victim. They're going to cry like with that woman. There were more of them there, so they blame the Asian woman who got assaulted and grabbed.
Jesus. And who are we going to count on to step in and make everything okay?
York, Pennsylvania. "I had to leave school today. Groups of country students are yelling how they're going to beat up black people." "They've called me Mexican, Poppy. They whistle at me and my friends like we're dogs. They say how Trump is going to get rid of Mexicans and blacks and faggots."
Is this what's going to happen? It's like everything that we joked about happening if Donald Trump was elected is going to happen. And then we're all going to be shocked when it happens. How do we stop this fucking guy? How do we get out of this cycle? Because it's like a fucking cycle.
"My mom taught me to accept anyone. It doesn't matter their race, size, et cetera, but these kind of people, it's hard to accept." So here we have a person of color whose parents brought them up the right way. Accept anyone, doesn't matter race, size, et cetera.
Yeah.
Being marginalized by vile white crotch spawn of vile white people.
Yeah. I mean, I was raised to look for the best in people, which I think is valid, and I think that's a great way to be, but...
What's that like?
Yeah.
that's awesome. I don't know if I was raised that way. I don't know if I was...
I think a lot...
I think I was raised neutrally.
Yeah.
When I think of that.
But I think... I don't know. Maybe that's not the luxury we have anymore with Trump. I mean, I think we have to start expecting the worst because none of this should be surprising based on his campaign and based on what we fucking know about this guy. And think about what we don't even know about him.
Girl in high school posted, "Someone on the bus grabbed my chest today and said it is his right."
God. Did anybody beat the shit out of this kid for grabbing this girl's chest?
They said, "Please report this. The bus has a camera on it. This is sexual assault." She said, I already have reported it.
Right.
So we don't know what's going on there, but. Aren't you people supposed to be in the back of the bus? We saw that one.
Right. There's just so many to pick from, right? You know. Is this all from Sean King's Twitter
it's
feed?
Me.
Yes.
So I just got back from class and on my way to class, this guy went out of his way to bump into me and sort of shove me off the sidewalk. And he said, "No niggers allowed on the sidewalk." And I was just shocked, like I had no words. And this other guy behind me, both of them, neither of them I knew, and the other one said, "Dude, like, what are you doing? Like, that's not cool." And the guy said, "Dude, like, what?" And he was like, "I'm just trying to make America great again." So if you voted for Donald Trump, I hope you understand what that means from someone else's point of view.
They don't. They don't care. They don't care.
They don't give a shit.
That's the whole problem. The asshole that shoved you, who, again, stand your ground.
Right. And
I want to start a charity to start arming our brown brothers and sisters.
Right.
Teach them how to stand their ground so that she's pushed off a sidewalk.
Yeah, yeah.
Draw and fire.
Great. There's bullets flying everywhere. It all sucks. This is not the world I want, any of us want. It's the world some people want. Who wants this? Even if you're a fucking racist, who wants this? Do they want to live in this world where...
Yes.
God.
San Francisco, there's a Nazi mental illness. Flag flying over somebody's house. A house three blocks away from where I used to live in Noe Valley, N-O-E.
Yes.
Is now waving a Nazi flag proudly in their front yard.
Great. Fucking great.
Went for a run this morning at 7 a.m. in Bloomingdale, Florida. Children, high school age, screamed at me, told me to go back to Africa.
How ignorant. I mean, it sucks.
A teacher told us that in her school today, a young man brought in a Trump sign, told a black student, now it's time for him to get back in his place. Alabama.
Of course. God, you should read these and we should guess what state they take place in. But then it's in California. It's everywhere.
Oh, my God. Today, I was harassed. This is a Latina.
Yes.
Today, I was harassed by an older white man who presumed I was Mexican. Oh, well, maybe she's not. I can't. Oracion, Rio. Oh, she might be Filipino. I can't wait until, quote, I can't wait until Trump asks us to rape your people and send you back over the biggest damn wall we're going to build. Go back to hell, wetback.
Oh, jeez.
After he said that, he threw water in his cup in my face, God, gave me the middle finger, and ran off. It took every fiber of my being to hold my tongue and not chase him down. Why did you not chase him down?
Because she's probably fucking, I don't know, scared of the guy, God.
Shoot them in the face.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to take. It's just going to take all of us stepping up.
Shooting them.
And, well, I mean, if it comes to that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sadly, if that's what it comes to, hopefully not. But we can't just stand around and
nope.
try to talk to them reasonably as they're pushing black people into nope. the street off the sidewalk.
You can't. That's what we did this whole fucking election. It treated these fucking GOP assholes as humans, as reasonable fucking people, and then they fucked us. They fucked us with this alt-right bullshit racist fucking candidate. It's a nightmare. I mean, it is a fucking nightmare.
A lot of people are responding with...
How does Jimmy Fallon fucking feel about all this shit now, man? How does Morning Joe and all these fucking assholes that fucking jack Trump off the whole fucking campaign? And now look. It's disgusting.
A lot of people are saying, okay, this nonviolence shit is about to go out the window.
Oh, right. Well, how could it not? How could it not? Because the racists are being violent. You can't expect a child to go to school where they're marginalized. We can't exist in a world like that. You have to feel safe at school. You have to feel safe in your community. How are you going to live next to a guy flying a Nazi flag? I don't get it.
The what's happening now?
I don't know.
As of Thursday, three states are still electoral toss-ups. New Hampshire, Michigan, and Arizona.
Yeah.
If Hillary Clinton wins the combined 31 electoral votes from those states, she'll still be short of Donald Trump's 279. However,
yes.
An analyst who teaches political science at the University of Florida says he's skeptical that Trump won Wisconsin, as the AP is projecting. If that state flips for Clinton and she wins the other toss-up states, then she and Trump could actually be in a tie at 269 each.
And that doesn't matter, though, because the Congress decided. It doesn't fucking matter.
Maybe Clinton actually wins Wisconsin. He says, look, just because the media calls something does not mean it's actually the outcome of the election.
Yeah, what is this guy doing, counting ballots or something?
There is one caveat, faithless electors. It's rare, but members of the Electoral College sometimes break their pledges about whom they plan to vote for. There have been 157 faithless electors since the founding of the Electoral College in 1787. But if Trump and Clinton remain tied,
yes,
it would be up to Congress to decide. So, yeah, we'd be fucked. That's actually happened twice.
Damn. Wow.
1800 and 1824.
That it seems pointless. I mean, yeah, I don't know. So Congress decides. Big bunch of shitbags.
Well, yeah, it still goes to Trump.
Doesn't fucking matter. We're still here.
Suddenly, somehow they...
That just makes the alt-right more angry. It's scarier.
A couple of them gain some scruples in that unlikely event. Here's some Trump fans... Two Trump fans from Babson College in Wellesley, Mass.
Okay.
Drove through the college, Wellesley College, this week, waving a Trump flag, harassing black students.
Is it the 60s?
Edward Tommaso, I'm going to name these cum stains.
Absolutely.
Edward Tommaso and Parker Rander Riccardi. Ugh.
Parker. What a dude.
Parker Rander Riccardi, two students and Edward Tommaso, two white fuck worthless sacks of flesh students from Babson College.
Sacks.
Decided to drive around, a girl writes, our beautiful campus with a Trump flag in a pickup truck. Ugh. They laughed, screamed, sped around campus. Then they parked in front of the house. For students of African descent, they jeered at them, screaming Trump and make America great again. When one student asked them to leave, they spit in her direction. The two men were confronted by local police officers who told them they were banned from the campus, would be arrested if they showed up again. Nonetheless, they filmed themselves celebrating afterwards.
No, okay. How are people this hateful? What a bunch of dickheads.
Great.
Here we go. Let's see if we have this.
We are officially banned from Wellesley College. If we're caught there, we'll get arrested and subject to trespassing. Make America great again!
They're two white idiots. Fucks laughing their asses off in the front of a truck. We just got banned from the campus. If we go back, we'll get arrested. Make America great again! Jesse Waters is the funniest comic I've ever heard in my life.
God, this makes you wish... Luke Cage was real.
You mean an indestructible black man to go?
Go beat the shit out of these guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If I saw some black people retaliating, beating the shit out of these guys, I'd forget the third number for 911 for a couple minutes.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oops. Wait, what was that number again? Oh, there's some black people beating some racists.
Right.
Darn. But there, you know, there's hope. There's a lot of protests going on. A lot of counter protests.
Oh yes. Yeah. I mean, there's hope, but fuck that hope for a while. I mean, I guess we just had to
Well, we might have had hope. Our fears could have been assuaged a little bit if this shit hadn't been happening. This is exactly what we thought would happen.
Yep. But hey, man. They bet on Hillary anyway, even though they knew that Biden or Bernie would do better against Trump, and the Dems just didn't appreciate how dangerous Trump was. That's all I can figure. Which, how the fuck did they? We can't ever underestimate somebody like this again. That can't be a possibility.
It's
bullshit.
Radical right, the white supremacists are. Pepe the Frog friends.
No, God.
Are, of course, thrilled.
Fucked up.
By the results of the election.
Fucked up.
Richard Spencer, head of the National Policy Institute, the oddly named.
Oh, yes.
White supremacist. It's a white supremacist organization.
National
but, you know, you can
Policy
name whatever.
Institute. He Fuck you.
He tweeted, "For the first time in my adult life, I'm really proud of my country because it feels like hope is finally making a comeback."
Oh, my God. Could Luke Cage beat the shit out of this guy?
Hashtag
please.
Trump. Tell that to the all the people
that you just,
we just read
about.
Oh,
yeah.
Over at the Daily Stormer, the self-proclaimed number one alt-right website.
Who endorsed Trump, correct?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, yes, they love him.
Andrew Anglin, the head Nazi fuck over there, scum.
Hello, Nazi fuck.
Wrote, "Our glorious leader
has
ascended to God Emperor. Make no mistake about it, we did this. If it were not for us, it wouldn't have been possible. The white race is back in the game. Listen. And if we're playing, no one can beat us. The winning is not going to stop."
No. See, I believe, I agree with part of that. I believe they did this, yes. I believe the alt-right got Trump elected, yeah. But they're not going to win, right? We can beat these fuckheads, right? I don't know.
White nationalist Brad,
depressing.
White nationalist Brad Griffin, who runs the horrible website Occidental Dissent, rejoiced.
Jesus Christ.
He posted, I wonder if I have this video.
Little victory video. Him and his buddies running around in their fucking hoods, burning crosses.
Here we go.
Sucking each other off.
Eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo.
No.
We've washed ourselves in niggers' blood and all the mongrels too.
This.
We're taking down this op machine, Jew by Jew by Jew. The white man marches on.
That's from that movie with...
Oh, that's not a real thing?
No, American History X, I think. That was
movie. Yeah. Ed Norton.
But they posted that on Occidental Dissent as white nationalists taking a victory lap. And here's they're using that clip from that movie to celebrate.
But American History X, is it that they missed the whole point of the movie.
Well, they think it's a tragedy.
Oh, my God.
He captioned on the website, says, "White pride worldwide. White nationalists all over the world are celebrating like this on the way to work this morning."
Boo. Bunch of fucking idiots.
White pride worldwide is the motto of Stormfront, which is the internet's first and bestest white hate site.
Oh, gee, Pat.
The founder, the ironically named Don Black.
Boo. Oh, yeah.
On his Stormfront radio show.
Boy.
He declared,
"I won't back down. No, I won't back down."
Somebody using Johnny Cash's music on their fucking white supremacist website.
I have a feeling they don't have that licensed. I'm going to skip
forward.
Fuck you,
man.
Let's do a little drop in.
Yeah.
Stormfront Hate Radio, 22 minutes in, just for laughs. Here we go.
Don, good to hear you on the air, and I think this day is a celebration for our people, and we deserve one of those. We deserve a day of victory and celebration. It's been a long time coming. Let's take David from Louisiana. David, you are on the air.
How are y'all this great day?
This is like it's like a cartoon. Hi, y'all, this great day. We're celebrating.
We don't know what this guy was going to say. It's a great day.
Oh, yes.
And maybe he's going
to... Good evening, chaps. I'm calling from Oxford. It's so great to be speaking with you.
See, I held out hope. You got to get rid of this hope. There's no hope.
Fantastic. The sun is shining brighter this morning, I can guarantee you.
I watched the whole event last night and this morning, and it was a nail-biter there for a while. But the what was... The best part of it was I switched from like a PBS channel to back to MSNBC. Those people are about ready to cry. You should have seen them. They had the longest faces. And
thrilled that those mincing liberals are watching the crash of our republic.
Yeah, and they're
rejoicing.
This idiot should be ready to cry. They were going to get a candidate that was going to raise the minimum wage. Make the healthcare better. All this other shit that's out the fucking window, right, dumbasses.
But now, while they're broke, it's okay for them to go out and knock some blackheads and stuff. Oh, yeah. So that'll make them feel better.
Think about that. That's what it's got to be like to be a racist, hate-filled asshole. Nothing is more important than your hatred of people of color and gay people.
But he warned in the rest of this radio show somewhere that while it's an amazing night, they need to keep forging ahead because, quote, Trump has just given us breathing room.
Yeah.
God. Keep working.
By the way, my brother's listening. Yes.
Shout out to Jason.
Jason, you're right. He tweeted in. That was Tom Petty, but it was Johnny Cash covering Tom Petty, right? Noted.
David Duke.
Right.
On his Facebook page wrote, "You parasites should literally be beyond thankful Donald J. Trump defeated your rigged system. He pulled off the most amazing victory in this nation's history. You should be celebrating, seriously."
Oh, seriously. Seriously, go suck a dick.
"Unlike what it could have been, he had loss." Had he lost, I mean. Yeah. Had he lost. Not lost. Well, David Duke, apparently.
God, what a fucking asshole.
Failure of the American education system. David. How shocking.
David Duke is
a racist asshole is even one of the pinnacles, one of their best. You know, they don't send their best.
This is their best.
David Duke's one of their best.
They're stupid.
"Unlike what it could have been had he lost, Trump actually has some weird type of compassion for you filth and will more than likely allow some of you to still operate, much like Putin does in Russia."
What?
"But guess what? You arrogant, unthankful, degenerate pieces of shit no longer have absolute power. Appreciate the influence Trump allows you to have in this great nation. Try and be thankful for once, because I can assure you things could be a lot worse." No, David, you need to be thankful that we don't drag you and throw you in the fucking ocean. Because there's a lot more of us than there are of you.
Maybe we'll get to do that.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't advocate that.
No, I
don't. Better than them.
Yes.
But I want to be somewhere. I want them to know that we could.
Oh, yeah. It's just.
Kevin McDonald, outspoken anti-Semite.
Oh, okay. An outspoken one.
"This is an amazing victory. Fundamentally, it's a victory of white people over the oligarchic hostile elites." Well, we like beating the oligarchic hostile elites, but the oligarchic hostile elites are all white.
Yes. Maybe this outspoken anti-Semitic person is a dumbass.
Thomas Robb, head of the Arkansas-based Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, wrote, I'm assuming
he wrote
somebody might have ciphered for him.
Somebody helped him.
"Find somebody who got past sixth grade. America's white voting majority. Men and women have spoken by electing Donald J. Trump to the presidency. They have recognized that this was a last chance election. They are sick and tired of seeing our young men and women die in foreign wars, protecting other borders while leaving our own border unsecure." Meanwhile,
I
believe the representation of minorities in our volunteer army is higher than it is in the regular electorate. So when he's talking about our pristine young white men and women dying in wars, fuck you, you asshole. There's a lot of brown people in our army.
You know what's really scary is that when Trump is, when he is going to try to pass, say he wants to pass some heinous bullshit, and the Democrats find a way to stop him, all he has to do is go out to the people and rile these idiots up. You know?
Right. And he's going to have the police behind him.
Yep.
There's going to be states, though. I mean, you know, there's certain states where it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
The ones that voted the correct way.
Yes.
But a lot of the other states are going to be fucked for a while.
What do you mean? Like,
well, like, there's no way our governor here, Jerry Brown, is going to send the National Guard after black people.
Oh, absolutely, right. But in Alabama.
Oh, they can't wait.
But in Florida.
They can't wait.
Georgia.
They can't wait.
Arkansas,
yeah, can't wait.
Lots of states like that. Texas.
Can't wait.
It is a new motherfucking world. It's a new world.
They are sick and tired. They've been appalled by the leftist attack upon law and order. And the hardworking law enforcement officers who put their lives at risk every day. Why don't you let them just kill a Negro every once in a while to vent? They have a hard job.
Jesus Christ.
You should understand that. They are alarmed by the increasing number of Muslims invading America. With a majority who hate America and are anti-women. Look at them pearl-clutching. Pearl-clutching being anti-women.
Anti-women.
I love the ones that run around saying, yeah, how can you support the Muslims when they hate gay people so much?
No,
oh
my God.
Give me a fucking break, you asshole. You would be standing right next to that ISIS member pushing a homo off of the top of a roof if you could.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Christian, hate-filled fucks.
You don't even want to make a gay wedding cake.
Right.
And you know, the thing is, we're thinking about Trump, and you know, there's Pence.
Terrifying.
Just as bad.
Terrifying.
Just as xenophobic, just as horrible. Oh my God.
League of the South.
Oh,
that neo-Confederate group.
That doesn't sound like a good group at all. Oh.
Once the globalist progressive coalition of Jews, minorities, and anti-white whites stops reeling in confusion from the results of yesterday's election, we can expect them to start striking back with trickery and violence.
Trickery.
Thus, we as Southerners... In other words, we're going to defend ourselves from their violence. How dare we?
When you first started reading that, you said globalists, and I'm like, listen to that veiled anti-Semitism.
Oh, sure.
And then I was like, well, it's not veiled.
Well, then they said Jews. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we as Southern nationalists face both danger and opportunity.
Danger?
Now, more than ever, we need tight organization and numbers to help drive a stake through Dracula's heart. Keep him from rising once again to menace our people and civilization. No mercy should be shown to the enemies of our God, our folk, and our civilization. None would be afforded us.
Oh,
you're wrong.
God.
We've put up with your bullshit.
Oh, yes.
Now that you're in charge, you're saying you are going to throw us in jail. No mercy shown to the enemies of our God. I'm an enemy of your God.
Absolutely.
I proudly proclaim myself an enemy of whatever fake God you are worshiping.
Yeah, you're mentally ill. This is mental illness. This is insane.
And they underestimate liberals with guns. I mean, they really do. On Twitter, I'm seeing so many liberals who are like, oh, I'm going back to the gun range every week and shit like that. Because they're like, well, we agree with background checks.
Yes.
But I'm not going to let some white nationalist grab my daughter by the pussy.
Right.
Sorry.
I agree.
Trump has to stop this. Trump has to stop this. And the Republicans have to stop this. Not the lefties who are complaining and marching about it.
No, of course not. And that's what they want. They want the people of color and our gay community to show restraint.
Oh, yeah. Then they can move the... they want them to wreck the place now. Because then they can send in the army.
Then they're justified.
Oh, yeah.
Then they're justified with their fucking jackboots.
We need to go back to the 60s. We need Martin Luther King.
We are.
We need nonviolent protest.
Yeah.
See, we really do. I mean, I'm sitting here saying we need to buy guns and shoot them. But honestly, we need a nonviolent protest because they will justify. You have that un-American fascist fuck sheriff who says quell the anarchists, which are peaceful people protesting and walking down the fucking street.
Oh, shit.
We'll be back fighting. We'll be back at the barricades tomorrow.
How hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7. Out on the eastern type coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy at Radar Comedy on the Twitter, on the Instagram, radarcomedy.com.
Follow, it ran out.
Go ahead.
Shit. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great day. Back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.